In today's world, as a follower of Christ, I know we sometimes want to focus on and be aware of those things that are out there that are demonic, that are being used by Satan, and we look for the obvious. We really do. We look for the things that are rated R or rated X. We look for the situations and the people and the shootings and the murders and all of these things. But guess what? The most demonic things we cater to almost every day, just by flipping through our phone. And that's, well, kind of where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Hackman, David Alliance. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. Okay. We got a podcast. I want to make sure we get through all of it today, because yesterday we were talking about the passage out of 2 Corinthians where it says that Satan dresses up as an angel of light. And Paul goes on to say that there are apostles and teachers and preachers that also are being used by Satan. And so we talked about how it's sometimes hard to find or to see the difference between those who are truly serving Christ for his motives and for those who are serving Christ for their own motives. And some might not even know that their Christianity has turned more into a selfish, self-serving, more demonic type activity. And we talked about that yesterday. But we also said how the things, the characteristics and the things that we see angels do, they're copied by the demonic. And actually, it's the demonic who influence many ministers, preachers, teachers, pastors, evangelists, influencers, Christian influencers. They are manipulated by demonic forces many times to do things that seem to them and to others as right and holy, but are wrong. So we're looking at things that we see strictly right out of Scripture that angels have, that they are made to operate in, that are then twisted by the dark side and used by not non-Christians, but Christians. So let's jump into it. Number one, angels are obedient to the commands of God. We see this twisted through the dark forces and many so-called Christians, that they don't have to follow all the rules. They're above certain rules. That doesn't apply to them. Number two, we see that angels are holy, meaning that they are there to serve God. That's really, they're set apart. That's what holy means, set apart to serve God. Many Christians, so we call them, are really self-serving. They use Scripture, they use the church, but it's really about them. Number three, angels are reverent, meaning they worship God. The angel's job description basically is to worship God. And this is twisted by the dark forces that you see many people who they want you to give them their time, or give you their time, their money, energy. They basically want you to pour yourself into what's best for them, and in a sense, you worship them and not God. Number four, angels were sent to communicate to anyone, any class of people, any nationality of people, anybody that God sent them to, the angels would communicate to. But you know what? The dark forces take someone who is a Christian, pastor, teacher, influencer, and many times they have a certain audience. Then that's the only audience that they're trying to fleece or speak to. Many times people feel called to reach the young, the famous, the hip, the rich, because they can get more out of it. Number five, we see that angels are intelligent creatures. And, you know, those who are manipulated by the dark forces, if they only knew that in the long run, you're going to ultimately outsmart yourself. You're going to get outsmarted by the dark forces and you're going to be left hanging. There are only so many excuses you can use by why you were found at home with your secretary with your clothes off. And it wasn't because you spilled spaghetti on your clothes. True. Google it. I won't even give the guy's name. Number six, angels are limited in knowledge. They only know what God has told them. Those who are used by the dark forces, they think they know it all. Hey, I can give you an answer. I can meet your need. I can help you out. Why? Because they want something from you. Number seven, angels know right from wrong. They preach it. They live it. There's a standard in heaven. In fact, the angels who didn't follow that standard got kicked out. Those who are manipulated by the dark forces, they know right from wrong, they preach it, but they don't follow it. Kind of like a lot of politicians. Number 8, angels are mighty. They are powerful. And when we see Christians, quote unquote, who are manipulated by the dark side, we see that they fall into a mindset that they feel superior. They're superior to other ministers, other ministries, other pastors. They're superior maybe even only to God. Though they might not say that, they certainly feel it. Next, angels are not all powerful, but those who are manipulated by the dark side think they can solve any problem. And angels are not everywhere. They're not omnipresent, but the dark side can make someone feel like they could be used anywhere and everywhere. I meet with politicians, I meet with presidents, I meet with kings, I meet with dignitaries, I meet with the Hollywood elite, I meet with movie stars, famous people, athletes. You know what? You gotta be careful. You're being manipulated. And next, angels are humble. And we see many pastors, teachers, preachers, Christian influencers today. I mean, go on YouTube. Everyone's trying to make a buck off of another Christian by pointing out what they do wrong. Like, you're superior. They're arrogant. And they excuse it as confidence for pointing out the errors of the fallen, of this person thinks he's right in his theology, or this person said this, and I'm going to point out how they're wrong because I'm superior. Angels are humble. And if Satan comes masqueraded as an angel and his demonic forces come masqueraded as angels, they come pointing out where other people are in error. But it's really only to make themselves look better or to make a buck on YouTube so they can gather followers, right? And finally, angels are sinless. There was a point in time when they could make a decision and they were fallen and they and Satan were kicked out of heaven. But now they live in a sinless state. And those who, you know, I know these people and I will not call them out. I refuse to. Tempted, but there are those out there who they come across as perfect. They come across as they've figured everything out. They've got it all together. Look, there are people out there that I highly admire, and I know from the outside looking in, I think they have it all figured out, but even they themselves will say, it's a journey, I'm following it. But there are people out there who want you to think they have figured it all out, that they are sinless. Don't follow these dark forces in your own life, and don't follow these dark forces on the media. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.